Good afternoon, Exotics Vet. This is Emily. Wonderful. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll go get her. All good. Peter, how are you? Hi. Yeah, oh, about the same. Yeah. I am not certain. I will have to ask Kiri, who's not here. When would you have sent it? When would you have sent it? Yesterday? Okay, cool. And what email would it have been sent from? Yeah. Yep. Bigprom.com. Exotics Vet. Yep. Would it have been my personal Doc V. Gray one? Yeah, either that. I'm just going to send you an email now from our email address that you can reply with it to. So, because I've just had a look while I'm talking to you, and we don't have it. It could have bounced back. I don't know. On your end. But you got the address right. Invoice for Warmer. Yeah, and how's everything else going? Too much. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, right. Yeah. No. Yeah, so that I'd still use that protocol, yeah, with anyone. We've treated a couple of chickens who've eaten screws or random things over the years. I think with the bigger birds, what they find difficult is not actually the toxin itself so much as the sharp invasiveness of the bits of metal that they've eaten. So like when I've had them in and we've started on the heavy metal treatment and they really haven't improved, and I think it's because of the pain of whatever it is, these sharp objects pushing into the proventriculus or the gizzard. So we've had to go into surgery. Is it? Yeah. Yeah, insane, hey? Yeah. My God. Oh, God. Is it walking? It's not walking. Bad news. Yeah. I mean, if they can be mainly water managed, then it probably will get away with the not weight bearing, because it'll keep it moving. And additional fiber, like I've used, like if they love oats generally, so porridge oats just fed dry, but I crumble a teaspoon of Metamucil or Benefiber through that and make them eat that each day. Just the fiber to help push through the content. So long term, if the owners are going to consider taking it home and can rehab with the pool access and stuff, then the only other thing I'd be doing is just send it home with dopamine tablets and keep her on that X-ray again in a month's time. Like you said, if the kidney values are okay, then great, but if they're through the roof, I would stop therapy. Even just send off one uric acid level like that. That won't be too exy, but it'll get your answer. And a red cell count. I'd be doing a red cell count as well in case of chronic anemia, but they're hard cases though. I did have one once that was a duck had this issue. The same clients had come back with inappropriate management with egg laying and all of those other things. So we thought we got the diet and everything else right to get the birds through without becoming egg bound. And then one came in with heavy metal. And that one I managed the same way as this. So it needed a water body because it wasn't able to stand. And the owners were doing physio every day. So it was out on, those foam mats. People buy them for camping. They're, yeah, just so that they don't get pressure sores and on the sternum and stuff. Or even memory foam if it's not standing, just to because it can be washed off. And in the pool a couple of times a day, and then keeping them clean out of their own muck. And the direct dosing of the tablets was quite easy, the dopamine. So if the owners are willing to continue the treatment at home, giving the tablets is quite easy. Of course they are. Congratulations, she stays with you guys for the next month. Yeah, look, I think for them, like if you're going to charge hospital every day, that's like through the roof, but that's really what it needs. And I don't undercharge that on the basis of that they may or may not go through with treatment. I give them that estimate based on the fact that if she was anywhere else, she wouldn't get the treatment she needs. So unless they've got someone else who can step in and do everything you're doing at work, then they don't pay boarding, they pay hospital because it's a really intensive case. Yeah, it takes a lot. Like the last one we had in hospital, the treatments alone took over an hour a day, because you're carrying them over to the water body, you're standing with them, you're doing all their meds, tube feeding, fluid, injectables, and then back in the cage, and you repeat it again the next afternoon. Yeah. So, it's hard though, isn't it, to give that feedback. Like, I put Benefiber in the food, and that does help move the gear through the gizzard quicker. Yeah. So you're having a crop feeder. Yeah. Yeah, I reckon. I don't know. I'd use, if I was the owner, I would, you know, like you and I can look at this in the longevity, and this might be a month of this, and she might not even be right. And how did she get in the first place is the better question to ask, and have they got other livestock? Because, yeah, so anyone's guess where she found all the stuff. That's right. Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know if our other properties that I've had this situation with as well, I've just gotten the clients to buy a metal detector and walk around the areas. And one really, really crazy thing that a client found on a newly purchased property that they just moved into was one acre of this 40-acre property must have previously been army refuge access for artillery, because they used a metal detector like preemptively, because they had chooks that free ranged and went around the whole place, and the amount of lead shot that was at the base of a main tree on the property was ridiculous. So they reckon they removed like 3 or 4 bucketfuls of lead shot from the area in the soil underneath the canopy of this big tree. Yeah. So they must have used it for target practice. Yeah. Because one of their birds got heavy metal, and we saw that it was lead shot, and then the outcome was they went looking with the metal detector. So that's another way to do it. If they've got other ducks and chickens, it'll happen again. Yeah. Little tiny bits. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's what these other clients had to do. They had about 10 chickens, and one had been treated for heavy metal. They found all of this other stuff, and it seemed to be the only place in the whole property where they found the lead shot. That and where they stood 100 metres away, they found casings, you know. So, yeah, but it was all buried in the grass, and so you couldn't see it just by looking at the ground. It was like on the – yeah, so I'm not saying that would be the case, but. Okay. Yeah. Mm. Our this one I've just sent to your email has bounced back. So I put, it's not capital P, capital W, is it? No, it's pw10@bigpond.com. Oh, Peter W, sorry, let me start again. Let's try that. All right, I'll try that. Well, we're still talking, so we know if it bounces back. W. Right. So you all moved into the house that you took us through that day? The one that you've built down the road? You've moved in there? Yeah. 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 Yeah, I know. Crazy. And you just get sick of it, don't you? You're sick of doing the same thing and just gonna starting one run room, go to the next, to the next, to the next. Just gets all a bit much. Yeah, that's right. I helped my parents move after 40 years, and that was full on. Yeah. That's right. PeterW@bigpond.com, it's failed as well. Yeah, so I don't know if it's a different address or have you got one for the clinic? Mm-hmm. So all lowercase, I put Peter W. Yeah. Try another one. It could be because I'm trying to send from this email as well. Let's try. Have you got another one for me to try? No. That's okay. If I give you my private email address, that might be better. Some bounce back from this Exotics Vet email, and I don't know why. Yeah, so mine is, yep, doc, D-O-C, all small case, yep, D-O-C, V for Vanessa, underscore, yep, underline, yep, underscore, gray, G-R-A-Y, @hotmail.com. Yep, .com. Yep. Yep, that's right, D-O-C-V for Vanessa, underscore, gray, G-R-A-Y, @hotmail.com. Otherwise, just if someone can text me a your bank details and I'll just do a bank transfer. Yeah. If it doesn't go through, just text them to me. So I'll check my personal email. What, tomorrow afternoon? Be right by then. Yeah, cool. Excellent. Well, good luck with the duck. Sounds a bit sad. Yeah. Always the way. No worries. All good. Sometimes good to bounce stuff off. Like, I'm grateful I've got Brock here because there are some days you just get swamped and go, hey, can you just take this over? Because I think I'm thinking things right. I think I've got that right, but... you know, would you do anything different? You know? Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. All good. All right then, Peter. Have a good afternoon, hey? Thanks. You too. See you. Bye.